Hello, and welcome to the Blind Scoop podcast on Sight into Sound Radio. I'm Chelsea Nguyen, and I'm here with
Ron Graham.
All right. I'm your volunteer reader today for Sight into Sound. Today is June 4th, 2017. And as a reminder, the Blind Scoop is a reading of events and activities and is done for educational and informational purposes and is not intended as an endorsement of any organization. The following is a podcast that we're doing today to highlight various blind groups in the Houston area who benefit the blind and visually impaired community. And today I have with me Ron Graham, who is the president of HAVEN, which stands for the Houston Area Visually Impaired Network. Hi, Ron.
Good morning, Chelsea.
Thank you so much for coming in and joining us today. Ron drove in quite a distance from the Kingwood area. And so we had some time to kind of chit-chat a little bit before this interview. But Ron and I actually met quite some time ago, years ago, as a matter of fact, doing various activities and events for the blind community. And I asked Ron to join with us today so that I can interview him and ask him more details about himself and his wonderful organization as the president of HAVEN. So to start off, just so that our audience can get to know you better, Ron, can you kind of tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Well, that's going back a ways, but we can do this. The thing to know, I haven't always been blind. I had a car wreck in 1993. I flipped a car leaving Lubbock one night, and as a result, the optic nerves were severed. Mm. I had been a captain with the state prison system, and obviously that's not a job that's safe when you have 20/20 vision. So I had to back up and regroup and learn to live my life as a blind man. What I come to find out was I had this feeling of I was the first person to have to do this. I was scrambling for information and resources, and I promised myself that it wouldn't be that way for others that I met along the way. If I learned anything, I'd want to share that. In a roundabout way, that's led me all the way to where we are sitting here today, sharing information and resources. I woke up in the hospital after a two-month coma, was just trying to put things in place about why are the lights not on now. It was a slow rebuilding, but once you accepted the true limitations that it presented, it empowered me to put my life back together and move forward, eventually moving here to Houston in 1998. And what this wound up doing was learning there were others around me who were visually impaired. When I could, I connected with those people, and they connected with me. And we made our own little networks along the way. When I wound up moving to Kingwood in 2006, I found out I had one friend in Kingwood who was blind, one in Crosby, one in Humble, one in Porter. And I started realizing I was the only other blind person that they knew. I thought one night, why don't we just all get together and we can start a support group up here? That was the start of what came to be the support group I've got going there, the Visually Impaired People of Southeast Texas, or VIPSET. You know, we started at our first meeting, and we all came together. I thought, well, if this doesn't work out, at least they know some others who are blind in the community. But that took off, and we still meet monthly. And I'll talk about that in a separate podcast with you, but what happened right after this, and this was beautiful because I was contacted on the phone by a lady named Lee Boncher. She had a support group on the southwest side of town. And she said, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could join together with other support groups and kind of come together and do something for the greater Houston visually impaired community? And I thought, wow, what a wonderful idea. So we found other support groups in the area, and we all reached out and decided to meet up, and in September 2010, we met at one event that was hosted by the Visually Impaired Advocates, VIA, And we said, why don't we do something together? And we dreamed. We dreamed big. Mm. That's where the foundation for Haven took off, the Houston Area Visually Impaired Network. For a long time, we knew we wanted to do something, but we didn't know what to call it. So we're having conference calls, and we're trying to map out what we wanted to do. Well, we got to call ourselves something. So we were bouncing ideas back and forth and finally decided to settle on this. And I think it's a good name because it really identifies who we are. Because it's not practical for me to go from Kingwood down to other support groups across Houston for all their meetings. But if we do something once a year, twice a year maybe, and do it central in more central Houston, mm-hmm. we can bring everyone together. And that was our dream, was to have an annual event to bring our community together.
What do you call that event again?
The Insight Expo. We've had 6 of these so far. Mm-hmm. It's always been at the University of Houston at the Center for Sight Enhancement. The University Eye Institute has graciously supported us throughout all our programs here. We knew, okay, we were 5 support groups when we started, and we've added some groups. We've dropped a few groups along the way, but what we also had to balance us so we weren't just a bunch of dreamers running around with big ideas. Dr. Stan Wu was the director, the head of Low Vision Clinic.
Okay.
Gosh.
Here in Houston?
They're at the University of Houston.
Okay.
At the Center for Sight Enhancement and the University Eye Institute. He was well established there. And he signed on and supported us wholeheartedly in all we did. And he offered facilities, he offered staff to help support what we wanted to do, and he offered a good, grounded sense of guidance. Dr. Wu has taken a promotion and moved to California, but in his stead, we have picked up a couple of other advisors. He handpicked these 2 ladies. We call them the doctors, Dr. Swathi Modi mm-hmm. and Dr. Nicole Hooper. And we've also had 1 other advisor from what's now the Dan Arnold Visual Rehabilitation Center.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara Traber is our other advisor. We have previously had an advisor from what used to be called DARS, the
Texas Department of Rehabilitative Services.
Their Division for Blind Services. We had a representative there for several years as an advisor as well. At this time, that's a vacant position.
Mm-hmm. And also DARS mentioned it has now become Texas, joined in with Texas Workforce Commission.
Right. They mm-hmm. actually split their assignments. Part went to the Health and Human Services mm-hmm. Division, and part went to the Texas Workforce Commission.
So we talked about different groups. I think you were what groups comprise the organization or Haven. What groups are all a part of Haven?
That's a good question. Today, Haven is 6 groups. We are, and I'll name them alphabetically, the Bay Area Council of the Blind, the Houston Council of the Blind, the iBug Today group, the National Federation of the Blind of Texas Houston Chapter, the Visually Impaired Advocates, or VIA, and my group, VIPSET, Visually Impaired People of Southeast Texas.
Great. Now, of all these groups, they all have, you know, I'm going to interview them and their group leaders in alphabetical order throughout this podcast. And so that's why we're starting with our president today. Without getting into too much detail about each and every group, they all do the same thing, right, Ron? Is the central purpose of all these groups?
The central purpose of each of our groups is to bring us together, provide resources, share information. The Bay Area Council of the Blind and the Houston Council of the Blind are affiliated with the American Council of the Blind. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Houston chapter of the NFB Texas is affiliated with the National Federation of the Blind. So they have the larger support structure of the national organization with them. But in essence, we still each serve our community mm-hmm. by bringing us together, bringing the visually impaired together for meetings, for speakers, events, outings. But again, it's not practical to go to all the meetings. So, you know, what we want to do, when we sat down and planned Haven, we wanted to do something that hadn't been done before. While we had our own group meetings, so that was being done, and we were each serving our own community, but we wanted to do it something bigger. Hmm. We wanted to plan something to bring us, you know, bring in speakers, plan workshops in, plan presentations, panels, have the exhibitors who regularly serve our community come in and be there, kind of a one-stop shopping place. If you need information, you need resources, you want to hear the latest news, we've got all that here. And we start out with not knowing where this was going to go when we started, but we figured we'd start with the build it and they will come approach, and that's worked out well. We've had 6 Inside Expos to this date. Mm. And we're already working on planning our next one for next year already.
Oh, yeah. I can vouch for that. We literally started planning that, like, what, we took a month break or right. something like that. And then it was, like, right on to plans for 2018. I've been very fortunate to be invited to help out and volunteer with Haven to, you know, help plan and find volunteers to support Haven. So, and attending for the last 3 years, I find it as a very rich and wonderful resource. And I really appreciate Haven for putting that event on.
Well, you point out something very big. We're all volunteers. Every mm-hmm. one of us, every group leader, there's none of us that gets paid for what we do. We do this because we want to serve our community. And that was our mission, our motto that we developed was bringing unity to our community.
Ah, I love that. It's catchy.
It works, but it describes what we do. It brings us together as one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but as I was saying, we're all volunteers. Everybody who has taken part in our events, every speaker, we're all volunteers. We give our time. And as you said, we've already started planning next year's event. You know, what the community sees is one event on that one day. But there's a lot of time, planning, and effort that goes into every event that we do.
Absolutely. And it's actually just really wonderful and amazing to see that. And it surprises me how, you know, one day, half of a day event almost can, like, take out so much time and involvement. So if there's any, you know, anyone who's listening out there to this podcast and who is interested in helping out with the mission for Haven in the blind community that we do serve, please contact Ron, contact me, but Ron would be the main contact, and ask for if you have any more questions. So Ron, if somebody wanted to volunteer and be part of next year's events, how would they do that?
That's a good question. Call me. I'm going to give you my number. It's 713-825-9108. Again, that's 713-825-9108. And you can also email us at our Haven email. It's haven.tx@gmail.com. And that's Haven with an I, haven.tx@gmail.com.
Perfect. Wonderful. Now, from our conversations, I hear that the website is definitely a priority. And is it still under construction right now, or is there a website for anyone to kind of visit?
We don't have one yet, pushing that as a priority. We want a professional website. We want to be seen. This is a digital age. It only makes sense to have a web presence, and it'll make it a lot easier to share information, you know, with the community, so you can download forms. Ideally, we want to make it where you can pre-register for the expo, you can find the program and everything, and just download it straight from the website. So we've got grand ambitions, and we've decided what we want on our website already. Now we are in the process of looking to hire somebody to design and maintain our website, host our website for us. So if you're listening to this and you're a web developer, give me a call. Remember that number, 713-825-9108. 713-825-9108. Or you can email me at the Haven email. And again, it's haven.tx@gmail.com. havin.tx@gmail.com.
That's great. Thank you, Ron. I know it's so important to have a great web designer, somebody who really cares. So if anyone's out there who is listening and truly has a passion to help our mission, then please contact Ron. And we look forward to hearing from you. Mm-hmm. Now, for you, Ron, if you don't mind me asking, I know we talked about how all of this got started and how important it is to you and the annual event that you're doing. And here we are recruiting volunteers. Can you go back and tell me a little bit more about one of your most avid and wonderful volunteers that truly really made a difference for Haven? And I believe her name was Miss Helen. Is that correct?
Is that with
VIPSET?
That goes back to my VIPSET.
Okay, so do you want to hold off on that? And then,
yeah.
Okay, so
But I will share, and this goes to our most recent Inside Expo. We've had very good professional speakers, professional ophthalmologists. We've had Jay Stitely from the mayor's office for people with disabilities. We've had other professionals in the technology field as guest speakers.
Yeah. What are some of the biggest challenges that you've had to face going through this in your personal life with losing your vision?
Well, as anyone who's blind knows, transportation is always an issue. To go from being fully sighted, 20/20 vision, to totally blind, the loss of independence, because before it was, I want to get a burger and tater tots from Sonic, I go jump in the car, go down there and get it. Not now. You have to coordinate that. You better know somebody that's going to come pick you up. You better have Metrolift on speed dial. Mm-hmm. You better call your Uber, you know, but today's a better day than ever as far as the options we have. The technology we have, it's developed a lot. It's like I've said to several people, nobody would ever choose to be blind. Mm. But if we have to be blind, today's the best day ever because of the digital advances that we have today. The internet, the smartphones, the built-in screen readers on cell phones.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you on that. I mean, for me personally, I have had, experiences with family members who've lost their vision. And, as my parents age, their vision is also changing as well. There's a lot of population out there with macular degeneration, and this is a real concern. And so to know that, organizations like Haven exist to be there to support anyone who is going through this is really encouraging.
You say this about to know that Haven is here. We are committed to the long term. you know, not only are we serving our community, this is our community. We live here. To help further our work, we became a nonprofit organization, a 501c3, about a year and a half ago. And our goal in doing that was, one, to make it easier for people to donate and support the work that Haven does. And ideally, you know, in the long term, we'd like to find a corporate sponsor for our events so we don't have to hustle up the funding to provide the things we do. The other implied statement with this is we're here for the long term. We're committed because, you know, there's not only a financial investment to become a 501c3, there's a lot of work and diligence and ongoing work to maintain that status. So we're here, and that's our commitment to everybody in the Houston visually impaired community. We're here for you. You're the reason we are here.
So speaking of that, Ron, you mentioned a membership. So with that, is there any fees that are involved in becoming a member with Haven?
Our groups are, again, as I said, we're all volunteers. There's no fee for a group to join Haven. And we start out with only support groups when we began. But as we've transitioned, we've incorporated the two national consumer organizations for the visually impaired. But, you know, none of our groups pays a membership to be part of Haven. Now, each of our groups has its own rules. The national organizations, the groups that are affiliated with them, they do have, you know, if someone wants to join one of their groups, there is a yearly fee. The Bay Area Council of the Blind, there's a $10 annual membership fee. If you were to join the Houston Council of the Blind, it's a $15 annual fee. The National Federation of the Blind Texas Houston chapter has a $5 annual fee. And the other groups, the iBug Today, the Visually Impaired Advocates, and VIPSET, have no fee for our members to be part of our support group.
Great. Well, wow. Those are really, really affordable prices. So I don't see that at all as being any kind of challenge or deterrent for anyone to want to join. I mean, it's only $5 to $15 maximum for an annual fee.
Right.
So with the membership, what benefits are people getting aside from the annual conference for being part of Haven, for those who want to join with Haven?
Aside from the event, when your group joins Haven, it's not just saying, well, I'm part of Haven. There's work, because we have our different committees that do the planning, that do the work that culminates in the event, in the Inside Expo. But we also network. It's not just part of our name. It's what we do. We network with one another. At VIPSET, I've had speakers from the iBug Today group join us. And we've been to events at VIA. So we connect with one another. We get one another's email distribution lists to our groups. So we share information back and forth. We share resources back and forth. So my group doesn't only get my information. They get information from the other groups as well.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And information and knowledge truly is empowering, because it can really help improve your life and those who are or have family members who are blind or visually impaired.
Well, go back to what I was talking about. When I first became blind, what was I looking for? Information and resources.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're doing. We're sharing that. You know, there's so much that to be gained by sharing. Mm-hmm. And to boil it down to the pure essence of what we do, we share.
Absolutely. So if there are new groups that are wanting to develop throughout Houston or Texas even, and they may be in rural areas that may be far and remote or, you know, around the city, how do they get started with becoming a member of Haven, Ron?
Well, that's a good question, because like me, you sit there and think, well, I'm the only one in the area that I know that's blind. Well, you start out and you put together a group. If you even have the idea of starting a group, get in touch with me. Get in touch with any of the other groups, and they'll be coming up in other podcasts, and tell you how to get in touch with them. There's other group leaders. We will tell you how to get your group going. And if you've got your group going and want to join Haven and take part in what we're doing and become part of the larger community here, contact me, call me. I'll give you my number and email again. And just call me, 713-825-9108. That's 713-825-9108. Or you can email haven.tx@gmail.com. haven.tx@gmail.com.
Great. And that number, for that phone number you gave, are you also able to receive text messages for those who would prefer to text you?
Oh, you bet. You bet. Yeah, that's my iPhone. Just text me, call me. If you're on Facebook, Haven's on Facebook too. We have a page there.
Awesome.
So,
and how they just look for Haven on Facebook?
Just look for the Houston Area Visually Impaired Network. We've got a page there.
Great. And there's all kinds of information on there as to pictures and various events and announcements of upcoming things that are happening with Haven. So
we'll share all our announcements on there as well as in our emails to our groups. So if you're on Facebook, like our page. You'll keep up with our information.
Great. Now, Ron, is it hard to start a group of your own?
I think the hardest part is just making it happen, because you start out thinking, well, what if I start a group and nobody comes? Well, you don't know till you try. So find a place, set a time, tell the people you know, contact your local eye professionals, your optometrist, your ophthalmologist, anyone in working with vision in your area. They're going to be the first people to deal with someone who's losing their vision. Contact them, because they want resources. They don't know what's out there for serving the visually impaired. I've talked to ophthalmologists in my area, optometrists, and they're at a loss when someone's losing their sight. What I've heard commonly from especially the elderly in my group is, I went to my eye doctor and says, well, you're losing your vision and there's nothing else I can do for you. Mm. Yeah, there's something you can do. Tell them about my group.
Yeah.
You know, put them in touch with someone to help them through the adjustment to vision loss.
Absolutely. And for those of you who don't know, a lot of these announcements and information to reach out and support, regardless of where you live, I volunteer my time to read the Blind Scoop for the community, for the blind community. And so a lot of these announcements coming from Ron or from the Visually Impaired Network and iBug and other groups are shared on the airwaves on the Sight Into Sound website, and also through podcasts such as these. So knowledge and information is power, and hopefully that will help a lot of people out there.
Well, I appreciate the work of getting the word out like that.
No, thank you, Ron, for, you know, even bringing everyone together as well. I mean, that's a colossal task. And, you know, for me, listening to you and hearing the humble beginnings of Haven and how it all started with just a great idea of, hey, you know, the passion of wanting to help others because you lived it and you went through it yourself is really inspiring. And to see here now, 7 years later, we have truly developed into something so much bigger and so much more than I'm sure you've ever imagined.
It's funny to think about it, because it starts out with a simple idea, and it's a seed. You nurture it and you watch it grow. And you have no idea how beautiful a group this is going to grow into. And, you know, just the basic idea of, let's start by joining together. And Helen Keller said it best, alone we can do so little, together we can do so much. And that's the embodiment of what Haven does. Mm. You know, we work together, and I don't think there's a single group here that could pull this together like we do. But when we work together, beautiful things happen.
Absolutely. So those beautiful things that you spoke of, Ron, what are some of your most beautiful memories of some of the events that you've done where you and the things that you've been able to give to the blind community?
aside from the Inside Expo, we've had two other events. We did a social one time, and it was interesting, just the interactions that took place there. It was fun. That's all it was meant to be, a fun get-together during the summer, fall time. And the other was a screening of the documentary Going Blind. But I'm a geeky kind of guy. I like technology. I always like to go to the exhibitors at the expo. I like to stop and see the latest technology. The workshops, gosh, that we've had some great workshops, some great presenters. At our social, we had a demonstration of a young lady who was visually impaired who was going out, I believe it was for the blind judo team.
Oh, wow.
And it was just awesome because they were being very descriptive. We had this at the West Gray Center, the
Metropolitan Multi-Service Center.
Right. Yeah. And aside from the fun and games, we had a presentation by her and her team, and they were being very descriptive. And, oh, you could hear the throws and the landing on the mat. So that was just a cool thing. You felt like, wow, we're here next to a celebrity here, going out for the Paralympics. And that was just a neat thing to be associated with.
Absolutely. And, you know, for a sighted person like me and others, in our mind, we can't even imagine how would you learn how to non-visually do judo or any of these other sports and activities. So to see that even is extremely inspirational, I think, and eye-opening in the sense that, wow, there are no limitations. There's so much that regardless of vision loss, your life goes on.
Well, let me take you back to our first Inside Expo. We weren't sure what to sketch out for our workshops, but we knew there was the latest advance in iPhones was they had this screen reader voiceover built into it. And yeah, again, here's that seed that was planted when we started Haven. And Haven led to the first Inside Expo. That led to that workshop. That workshop led to the iBug Today group. Mm. And it's Chelsea, you're involved with that.
Yeah, I'm a board member, actually.
And it's also a nonprofit organization.
Oh, yeah.
So continuing to grow, all that from that simple seed of let's get together and do something for our community.
Yeah, let's help each other. Yeah. Let's share this information and that knowledge to empower individuals to regain that independence and regain that self-confidence that, you know what, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you lose your vision. There is so much more life out there to be had, I think, is the message that you all give hope and, you know, inspiration to everyone.
One of the support groups, when we began, their motto was, there's life after vision loss. And I think that's what this is all about. Let's share life with one another.
Absolutely. So for the future, Ron, mm-hmm. where do you see as happening and the future plans for Haven?
I could dream big.
Yeah, dream big. You got to dream big.
Yeah, we, of course, we're going to continue with the Inside Expo annually. We're working on some corporate sponsorships at this time already. I think ideally in the future, this is something where we could grow as a result of our nonprofit status. That, if it's not something donated, that we're going to be able to at least use funds to help cater a meal. We don't have to go out and do the work ourselves of getting it there. Take a little bit of that workload off. But, things like this, and there's one thing we were putting into place is our Star VIP Award. We want to recognize someone in our community with an award, recognize them for their work in the community, and give a cash stipend. Yeah, cash is nice, but give an award. We thought about a scholarship, but scholarship implies, scholarly work, going to school.
Mm.
But we want to not limit it to only people that do that, but we're still fleshing the details of this out. But this is an award we want to give annually as well. We want to involve the community in what we do. Right now, we've got a contest going on. Name the theme. We need a theme for next year's expo. We've put it out here. We want you to take part in owning this. Give us a theme. We've got a contest. We're going to give away a prize, a nice prize, and it's secret. but it's a very cool tech prize. I'm a geeky guy, so I love it.
Me too.
But we've got that plus two tickets to next year's Inside Expo for the winning theme. So anyone interested in submitting a theme, send it to our email, haven.tx@gmail.com. haven.tx@gmail.com. So we want to keep growing. We want to involve the community. And the sky's the limit. I can't see the sky, but it's the limit, I'll tell you.
So when is the deadline to submit that in, Ron?
We started on June 1st, and it's running all summer till August 31st. Mm-hmm. So email it in, and we will meet in September, and we'll go through all submissions, and we will pick the top one. And if yours is one that's picked, you'll win the bing, bing, bing big prize.
Mystery big prize, by the way.
Yes.
So, Ron, just so that the audience knows maybe some categories not to revisit, because I'm assuming that you don't want to redo the same themes, correct?
That's correct.
So can you, if you can remember off the top of your head, what were the previous six themes that you've already had? I know that's kind of challenging, taking you 6 years back. But
okay, we did Pathways to Independence this year.
Right.
Previously, we've had time activities and hobbies. We've had assistive technology. And now...
Pathways. Yeah, what other things that have you done? Like the first year. What was the first year?
I don't know that we even had a theme that first year.
Oh, it was just kind of like,
The Inside Expo, come see us.
And, right.
And then we tried to touch on a little bit of everything. We had about going to work. We had about, you know, but it wasn't even a theme. It was just a general umbrella theme. And like this year, Pathways to Independence, that was a general theme that we could work with a lot of different programs.
Absolutely.
Whereas the one with the assistive technology, you know,
it was all technology based.
Every workshop, every presentation had some form of technology taking part in it. So use your imagination, be creative, and submit your ideas to us.
Okay, well, great. Thank you so much, Ron. Now, I know every organization, the lifeblood of the organization is about not only membership, but also receiving donations.
Yeah.
So what kind of donations are you looking for from the public? I know you already mentioned a corporate sponsor, and with those donations, what more can Haven do to help the community?
Well, one of the things that our funding will do is help pay for our website, because a professional website, it's going to take some money. It's going to take funds to hire the web developer, the ongoing maintenance and hosting, the programs that we put on. U of H provides the facilities, but the tables and chairs, we rent those. And there's other costs involved for the awards, the certificates, everything we give to participants. The food, there's some that's donated, but there's a good portion that's purchased as well. So if there's someone would like to donate, we accept a cash donation through PayPal. It is one of the easiest ways, and that would be through our Haven email address. If I'm not pimping that too much here, it's haven.tx@gmail.com, haven.tx@gmail.com. We do have PayPal set up, and that will be one of the things through the website as well, that we will accept donations through there.
You accept cash and checks?
Oh, we'll accept
definitely
cash, yeah. Checks.
And who do they make out those checks to, Ron?
They can make it out to Houston Area Visually Impaired Network, or you can just use the acronym HAVIN. Both of them work.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. Any last remarks or anything like that that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Probably the key thing is know that you're not alone. In bringing unity to the community is the sense of togetherness, to realize while you may be feeling that you're alone at home, you can still be connected to the larger community. And in the long run, that's what it's about. That's where we grow, is finding others out here who have our needs, our interests, our concerns, that have information and resources. And, you know, you've got information and resources you can share. Your experiences, we all grow from that. So, you know, just know you're not alone. We're out here with you. So come to our event. Come join us. Come join one of our groups. Be involved with us. So come on out. We're here.
Absolutely. Wow. Thank you so much, Ron. I think that really hits home, because I can only imagine when losing your vision and when most of what we experience in the world is through our eyesight and what we see, how disconnected that can make a person feel, right? And
I can relate to that one. The bottom line is we live in a visual world.
Yeah.
It's a world built for the sighted, but we still live in it, and we've got to make our life in it, and let's make it the best life that we can.
Absolutely. And so it's great to know that wonderful organizations like Haven are here no matter what. And as a sighted person, I know I'm going to speak for myself that, you know, one of my fears and biggest concerns is, what if I do lose my vision someday? I just know that if that happened to me or a family member, that no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay, because I am not going to be alone. And I do know wonderful friends like you and, you know, the rest of Haven members that I've been able to connect with over the years, that fear is taken away, because I see so many people who are already living successful, happy, fulfilling lives, regardless of vision loss. And it's such an inspiration to me that fear is not a concern. And, you know, when I started volunteering years ago, one of the most memorable things that was told to me from a visually impaired gentleman was that becoming visually impaired or becoming disabled in some kind of way in your life is something that anybody can join at any given time. Right? It's not something that we expect per se in our lives, but to know that if it happens, that you always have a helping hand and a support group out there of people who have been through this, they've lived through it, and they've successfully overcome the challenges and are here to guide anyone who goes through the same thing. So thank you, Ron, so, so very much for being the president and taking the lead on putting together such a wonderful organization as Haven years ago, started by just a concept and a desire and a passion in your heart to reach out to help others who what you went through. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you for having me here. And, you know, I might be the president, but we're a team, and Haven's just a bunch of caring, passionate individuals. We all want to serve our community, and thank you for letting me talk about it. I feel like I'm the lucky one who gets to come up here and talk to you about it. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just wonderful for everything that you shared. And I know that, you know, it's far reaching for anyone who's listening out there, that I hope that it does inspire you to go out and possibly start your own group and begin it for your area, knowing that, you know, groups like Haven are here to help you start up your new support group in your area. I know that Texas actually is a huge, huge state, and there is a growing population of people who are blind and visually impaired in the United States. And the airwaves, Sight into Sound Radio is worldwide, and this podcast will be available 24/7. And so if you hear or know anybody who would also benefit from learning about this, again, please reach out to Ron Ron's last name is Graham. I don't know if we've mentioned that earlier. And again, his contact number is 713-825-9108. That's 713-825-9108. And if you feel more comfortable with texting, you can also text Ron at that number. And the email address to also reach Ron and the Haven Group is havin.tx@gmail.com, which stands for haven.texas@gmail.com. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And that concludes our Blind Scoop podcast for today. And if you would like to have a reading of your event on the Blind Scoop or with Sight into Sound Radio, please let us know. And you can find out more information about our organization and our nonprofit at sightintosound.org. Again, that is sightintosound.org. I'm Chelsea Nguyen, and I'm here signing off with Ron Graham, who is our president of Haven. And again, this is The Blind Scoop, which is a reading of events and activities and is done for educational and informational purposes and is not intended as an endorsement of any single organization. I'm Chelsea Nguyen and
Ron Graham.
And thank you again for listening. And we hope to hear back from you and wish everybody a wonderful day.